This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Just as some parts of this country were hit worse by the recession and the financial crisis than others, so too with Europe. In fact, a question you might ask is,
what's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
What's up, Europe? Today to France, where compared to Spain or Ireland or Greece, life seems to be pretty good. Sophie Petter is the Paris bureau chief for The Economist magazine. Sophie, thanks for being here.
Very welcome.
So what's not in the papers today? What might an American audience appreciate about the news in Paris right now?
Well, I mean, what's not quite happened yet, but is very much on everyone's minds this evening, is a meeting between the new president, François Hollande, and Vladimir Putin, who is coming from Berlin, where he met Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, earlier. And I think, you know, the French are looking with great interest at their new president. He has had quite a baptism of fire over the last 2 weeks. This is somebody who has very, very little foreign policy experience. Now he's dealing with Putin, and that, as you know, is quite something at the best of times. But for a debutante, it's going to be quite a challenge.
The debutante, that's a little harsh, no?
Well, I don't think it is in a way, because this is somebody who, don't forget, has not been ever in a member of any government in France. He's never been a minister. He is an experienced political hack, if you like. But he hasn't had any foreign policy experience at all, except what he's done over the last 2.5 weeks.
Take me out of Paris for a minute and take us down to Marseille in the south of France or Brittany on the coast or wherever, and tell me what is on real people's minds, you know, away from the politics and all that.
What's on everyone's mind in France is the French Open. And this is a tennis tournament. It's a Grand Slam tournament. It takes place in Paris, but it's broadcast, obviously, nationally and live. And this year has been a very good year so far for the French male players. But today, I think there's a huge sense of disappointment because their last female player, a woman called Mathilde Johansson, has just gone out to an American, 19-year-old Sloane Stephens.
That
happened today. So disappointment on the female tennis front, but there's more than a handful of male players left. And that, for the French, is a big source of pride.
It sounds a little bit like life goes on over there, no matter what's happening.
Well, you know, I have to say, sometimes you do not get the sense of the euro crisis, which is real and is out there, and it does touch things like unemployment. But, you know, the French still like their holidays, and they like their days off, and if they can get in the car and head to the coast, they'll still do it.
Sophie Petter, she's the correspondent for The Economist in Paris. Sophie, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.